Richard, why should I read this edition of Professional Products Report?
Because it is an unbiased report on a variety of current dental curing lights. They're looking at plasma arc lights, halogen lights, and they're looking at single peak LED curing lights and polywave LED curing lights. So they're looking at a range of current curing lights, and they've included some very popular ones in there, namely the Demi from Kerr and the Blue Phase G2 from Ivoclav Evident and the Optilux 501 from the Kerr Corporation.
And what are the main takeaway points from this edition of Professional Products Report?
The main point that the reader should take away from this article is that the irradiance or the light output measured from a curing light at the tip of a light is really not very relevant, and that there is quite a dramatic reduction in the amount of light as the distance from the light increases. In this particular study, they used distances of 2 millimeters from the sensor and 9 millimeters from the sensor, and there was a dramatic reduction in all cases. In some cases where a turbo light guide was used, we're looking at a 68% reduction in the irradiance between 2 and 9 millimeters. In other cases where a non-turbo light guide was used, you may be looking at only a 20% reduction between 2 and 9 millimeters. The point we're making here is that the irradiance does decrease quite dramatically as the distance increases, and it varies according to each different curing light and light guide. I'm just going to carry on and say that the review does look at the beam footprints, and they show some nice images of the beam footprints of the light tip at 2 and 9 millimeters from the target, which clearly shows to the reader how the light is spreading out. So that's the first thing. They need to know that the light output does decrease quite dramatically, and it varies according to the light. The next thing that the reader should take away from this is that the spectral output from the curing lights is different. You will see a difference between the plasma arc light and the halogen lamp, the QTH light. When you compare those against the LED lights, you'll see quite dramatic difference in the spectral output. They also do look at the polywave dual peak blue phase G2 light, and you can clearly see the addition of the lower wavelength peaks from this particular light. So they highlight that LED lights have a very narrow spectrum, and they point out that some composites need to have a broad spectrum light, and some composites don't. When they did their testing, they tested 2 different composites. Now, I will say, unfortunately, to criticize the review, they did look at 2 composites from the same manufacturer, namely Heliumola and Tetric Evo Ceram. It would have been nice if they had taken a composite from, say, for example, 3MSB, who does not make a polywave light and whose composites do not require the lower wavelengths that are produced by the G2 light. However, it is interesting that they do discuss the need for a polywave light, and they do discuss the fact that not every composite does require it. Looking again at the composites, what you notice when you look at the depth of cure between Tetric Evo Ceram and Heliumola, you will see that there is quite a difference in the depth of cure. So in addition to the study showing that the light output decreases quite dramatically and it varies by light and light guide, and also showing that although all these lights produce blue light, the spectral outputs are different, and you can't see that. As a dentist, you have to have a spectrometer to look at that. They've also shown that there is quite a dramatic difference in the depth of cure between Tetric Evo Ceram and Heliumola. So just because you can achieve a 2.5 millimeter depth of cure with Tetric Evo Ceram, it does not mean that you can achieve the same thing with Heliumola. In fact, from the same light, you get almost 3 millimeters depth of cure for Tetric Evo Ceram. When you look at Heliumola, you're only getting about just over 2.15 millimeters depth of cure. So it's quite a difference there. The depth of cure does decrease as the distance increases, as you'd expect because the irradiance goes down. The next point that they should take away from this is the temperature increase. You'll see that when these lights are used for the manufacturer's recommended curing times, you will see that there is a temperature increase, and people should be aware of the fact there's a temperature increase. some people still think that LED curing lights do not produce a temperature increase. However, if you look at the results that they present, you will see there is quite a large temperature increase, very similar to other lights. In fact, some of the LED lights have a more of a temperature increase than the Optilux 501. That's an important point. They do say that it's not known what amount of heat is clinically harmful or is considered unsafe to palpal tissues. And they do say this test offers a relative comparison, with less heat production per unit time being preferred. The rest of the review goes on nicely to look at practical points, such as access in the mouth, light guide options, ease of use and comfort, durability, curing time, counter space requirements, purchase price, and customer technical support. The review does look at the battery life as well, and some of them vary. For example, the SmartLight IQ has a mean battery life of 39 minutes in this study, whereas the Q-Lite had 5 hours 25 minutes, and the Blueface G2 had 3 hours and 3 minutes. One of the other reasons why people should read this is because at the end of the professional products review, Fred Rugeberg gives an expert's guide to buying curing lights, so he's giving his take on things. And he gives a nice description of the various classes of curing lights. He talks about turbo tips and the focusing effect and beam divergence. He talks about spectral ranges, explaining that in more detail. And he talks about bulk curing and other light curing techniques. He also does make a point that when operating a curing light, you should always wear blue blockers or safety eyewear. Look at what you're doing, you actually deliver more energy. And so you may spend $1,000 on a light, but if you don't use it properly, it may only be as good as a $500 light. However, if you look at what you're doing, you're going to get the full potential out of it. Safety eyewear is crucial. I'm just going to give you a summary now and say that the reason why I think this is a good report, it is unbiased. Contrary to other reviews that may be sponsored by companies, this is an unbiased review. It's very clinically relevant. And it's touching on important issues for the dentist. It does inject some science into it, and there is a good review at the end by a world expert.